T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, this is a bonus 2 minutes for people today. It's 5:58 and we're back. Good job hitting the mark on that one. Anyway, this is good because
do what I'm told.
No, the alarms will be going off in 2 minutes, but I want to see if anybody's already up because I have a special request today. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I come on, I am fully prepared to discuss in minute, minuscule detail any sports issue you might have. I feel I am in an authoritative position on this show.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel I am.
It's
others
about
might,
time. It's only been 29 years.
Others might disagree, but that's the way I feel. I am not at all an authority on the weather.
No.
And we have been trying with no success so far this morning to determine exactly what the weather will be from 8 to midnight tonight in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the site of the Eagles-Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people, my son's a little bit that way too, and he happens to be a Giants fan, unfortunately. But does anybody out there, can anybody out there look at all these gizmos that are on the internet right now and tell me unequivocally what the weather will be from 8 to midnight? Hmm. Because, Al, we are trying to project who's going to win this football game.
Yes.
It is utterly essential that the Eagles win this game.
Yeah.
There is not, Rhea, if they don't win this game, for the next 10 days, we will just be basically planning the funeral for the year after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. We're planning the funeral if they lose tonight.
If they lose, I told you they should just fold.
So here's what I need to know. In order to truly be able to bring knowledge and class to the show today, I need to know what the weather's going to be from 8 to midnight.
I'm looking at the hourly for East Rutherford.
But it's changed. See, we did that too. And what we learned is that everyone's got a different thing.
Yeah, Weatherbug has no rain from
8 to midnight.
Well, this one says, when does this stop? Like 12 p.m.
All right. Look, here's what I people out there, Kate Bilo's coming out at 8:20, yeah, mm-hmm. but she enjoys sleeping. She works late at night.
Yeah.
I can't bring Kate out at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The people from CBS3 are here, Al, but they have different hours.
Well, they're not weather
and
people.
You know that cute girl that interviews us, Al? Very nice lady.
Yeah.
She said that she's hearing torrential rain.
No, she's wrong.
Here.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, yeah, today.
No, tonight.
Oh, really?
I only care. Do I care for rain today? Where am I going? I'm hoping to get some sleep. Yes, I have a roof.
Well,
anybody out there a weather buff that can look on the internet and tell us with quite a bit of certainty what's going to happen weather-wise up in the Meadowlands from 8 to 12 tonight?
I'd rather bet on the weather than the game.
Yeah.
I know what you mean on that. In fact, I'm going with that. So I need somebody out there. I will find the there are people, Al. They send in, like, the temperature from a lot of different communities into CBS3 all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And here's Joe Schmo from Conshohawk, and it's 73 degrees there.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to another place, like King of Prussia, it's 74 degrees. Oh, my God. Let me go to King of Prussia. It's much warmer.
Problem is they're all in their living room.
One degree. All right, anyway, if you're a weather buff, please check on this and help us out. So it might affect that prediction, although I've already tweeted mine out.
Oh.
And Al, I'm using a little reverse psychology today.
Mm.
Rather than look at the Eagles, which we do, we know what's going on with the Eagles. They're a massive disappointment right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Epic disappointment so far. I decided, everything's relative, right, Al?
Yeah. You've
been telling me all week that as bad as the Eagles are, they're in a horrible division.
Yeah.
And the other teams in the division are all pretty bad, too, right now. Correct?
Yeah, nobody's over 500.
You know what? Maybe, since everything's relative, that the Eagles are much better off, playing a division foe tonight up in their ballpark.
Yeah.
I think it might be a good thing for the Birds. So I decided to look at the last 5 days in the life of a New York Giant. Because, Al, if the Eagles are a disappointment this year, the New York Giants are an oil slick on the landscape of American sports.
Oil slick.
An oil slick on the landscape of American sports. Write that one down, Ray. You might want to get that in an update.
Okay.
They are a disaster. Al, they're such a disaster. It's fun to listen to this, all right? Let's start Sunday before their game against Carolina. All right, Al, Odell Beckham Jr. very rarely grants an interview. But he granted an interview. What was this, Fox? It must have been Fox. Anyway.
Yes.
He grant.
Yes,
he
yes
grants,
Pam, but Joe C. Yeah.
Oh, he's right. Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Josina Anderson.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, so Josina Anderson's there at ESPN. And Odell Beckham has agreed to do this interview, but there's a couple little riders. One is Lil Wayne has to sit next to him and every once in a while grunt his approval. Whatever it takes, Odell, we just want to talk to you. So you will, Al, when you hear this cut, you will hear an occasional grunt in the background. That's Lil Wayne, the famous rapper, all right? And Odell's there. They never fully explained why Lil Wayne was there.
He's a big fan of his.
But that isn't normally a good reason to bring him to an interview and sit next to him.
I think that's how they got the interview.
Fine, whatever it took, all right? But Al, Odell Beckham Jr., who is nothing but a truck, he's a great athlete.
Yeah.
He is one of the most brilliant athletes I have ever witnessed. He's amazing. But he's also nothing but trouble. I mean, he can't get through a day without getting in trouble somewhere. So he's there with Lil Wayne. And what's her name? Josina. She asks him about Eli Manning. Right? Now, Al, normally you would not even try to take a shot at the guy throwing you the football.
No, that's my quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you would expect to hear. Here is the exchange with Lil Wayne and Odell Beckham and Josina on ESPN Sunday.
I feel like I could score a touchdown in the first half, touchdown in the second half. Honestly, I feel like I could score every quarter if I'm given a chance, but it's not the case, so.
Do you have an issue at quarterback then?
I don't know. Like I said, I feel like he's not going to get out the pocket. He's not. We know Eli's not running. But is it a matter of time issue? Can he still throw it?
All right. Now, here's the thing. Let me try to help you with this because I listed a couple of times so I could get it all down. He's basically said there's no way Eli's ever going to scramble away from anything.
No.
And then he raised the issue of whether or not they were going to be able to do anything while Eli was the quarterback. He openly raised that issue. I don't know. How do we know? Well, the guy's been your quarterback for 16 years. He's 37 years old. I think you would know by now whether. And the truth is, Al, Eli's done. They just haven't announced it yet. He's done. And so you got the ace receiver openly questioning the quarterback.
Correct.
Right? Now it's time to play the game. All right? The Giants play the best game of the season for them. On the road against Carolina, they have an epic comeback in the fourth quarter. Al, Saquon Barkley makes a great dive for the corner.
Terrific.
Of the end zone,
I thought he was hurt.
Hits the pylon. I was hoping he was hurt. They get the lead, and there's a little over a minute to go. And somehow, they do allow Cam Newton to come back down just past midfield. They got one play left. They got to do something.
I wish I could have seen it.
What's that? That's right. If you may have missed this play because you could have watched 3.5 hours and Fox 29 switched it off right at the last second. This is an Al Bob Poppin, WFAN, a sister station up there. This is the absolute essence of professionalism. Because if this were me or this were even Merrill, our good friend Al, they would not be excited when something like this happened, right? But in desperation, the Panthers send out Graham Gano to attempt the 63-yard field goal. Longer than he had done, 1 yard less than the all-time NFL record. Here's how the game ended.
6 seconds to go and the Giants leading by one. Jensen to snap it. The snap is good. The kick on its way, end over end. It's got the distance. It is good! Graham Gano! 64 yards out, and the Panthers beat the Giants. Right. 30.
Why is Bob happy? That's his team, right? Right. Anyway, that's the only thing separating the Giants from having the same record as the Eagles, 2-3. They're 1-4 because of that kick. All right. So after the game, Pat Shermer, you may remember him. He was part of the staff here with Chip Kelly. And one thing we learned quickly, because Pat would do these weekly interviews with the as the offensive coordinator, he had nothing to say ever. Rhea, would you like to review all the memorable things Pat Shermer had to say in his 3 years here with Chip Kelly?
Pat was a nice man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Nice guy. Yeah. Had nothing to say.
Yeah.
Now he's in New York. Gets a little dicier up there. Right, Al? Because they don't even care about the game. No, they want to talk about Odell dissing Eli. So after the game, Mr. No Personality, Pat Shermer, comes out, and he's angry because they only want to ask about the comments, right? So finally, Al, he has enough, and he speaks in two languages. Listen.
I'm going to answer all the drama questions right now, and I'm going to go back to what I said, all right? I addressed it with Odell. I addressed it with our team. I publicly declared that I didn't agree with his comments. And I asked anybody that was interested, if they wanted clarification, go to Odell, because he's a big man. And that's all I'm saying on it. Finito. Done.
I believe finito, Al, in Spanish is end. It's over.
Finito.
Finito. Right? So he said finito, but it wasn't over.
Oh, no?
Because we had not yet heard from Lil Wayne. See, how Lil Wayne was sitting there, and he did not like what happened the next day.
Uh-huh.
Right? On Monday, Eli Manning made light of Lil Wayne. Because Eli Manning had not seen the interview in which Odell dissed Eli, but he thought he could have some fun with it. So he told one of the writers, it's not on tape, but he told one of the writers, I wasn't aware of it. I don't really follow that closely, Lil Wayne.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Which really, Al, when you think about it, you wouldn't think Eli Manning would have, like, all of the records of Lil Wayne.
No, I don't think they're from the same area code, no.
Lil Wayne wasn't happy.
No.
Not happy in the least.
No.
And Lil Wayne let loose on Instagram. Here, ladies and gentlemen, Lil Wayne.
Eli, man, every time I'm doing an interview about you, and somebody is about to, even, it don't have to be an interview, even in the crib, amongst the homies, every time somebody badmouth you, first thing I'm going to say is, man, listen, I got an uncle that was doing time that remember seeing Eli, Archie, Peyton, Cooper. He remember seeing them at 5 in the morning, every other morning, on the schoolyard, way before the students get there practicing. And here you talk about you don't watch Lil Wayne much. That's fine. That's fine.
Al, I left one detail out.
It's a minor detail.
It's a minor detail, although you probably don't even need it. While Lil Wayne was Instagramming out that message, he had in his hand a doobie, a blunt. A huge fatty. All right, Al?
It was huge.
It was so big it has its own area code.
Right.
That's how big the fatty was. Now, you probably didn't notice. It wasn't like he was slurring his words or anything.
No.
But he seemed to be high out when he launched his attack on Eli.
Yeah.
All that has gone on in the last 4 days in the life of the New York Giants. And you mean to tell me the Super Bowl champs are going to go up in the middle of that oil slick and lose?
Yeah.
They're going to lose to that mess of a football team. Al, one of the worst defensive line records of the year, 31st, you know, all year out, they got six sacks. Six sacks in five games. They average one sack per game.
How many did the Eagles have?
They're running, Al, they're running defense. You know, when you hand the ball and somebody runs, they don't pass it? They're 27th in the league. They stink. Their offensive line may be the worst in football.
Yeah.
They stink on both sides of the ball. I'm now ready with my prediction.
Oh, that's ought to be good. A wipeout, a blowout.
Final score. Joe, I need a drum roll for this. Final score. Final score. New York Giants 23, Eagles 16.
Oh.
the hell after you just told me all that?
Because, Al, I don't trust my team. I don't trust any one of them. I have to trust Jim Schwartz to give some help to Jalen Mills when Odell Beckham's lined up on the other side. You think he's going to do that?
No.
Then how the hell are we going to cover Odell Beckham Jr.? The first double move's a touchdown. First up, Rhea, if they do a double move one-on-one, mm-hmm. Odell on Jalen.
There will be lots
of... Is that a touchdown?
Broken TVs across the Delaware Valley.
You're right, because we all know it. They don't know it. Jim Schwartz said he's not changing his philosophy.
Mills will slip on that oil spill.
No, it's... Al, I don't trust Schwartz.
No.
There's four players I really trust on this team, two on each side of the ball. Wentz and Ertz on offense, and Cox and, what's his name, Jenkins on defense.
Jenkins,
that's it. Four players. The rest of the guys, to me, are not even showing up this year. And I don't trust them. Al, what's your prediction? Come on, Al.
I believe Eli's going to have a big game.
He does against the Seagulls.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
He played well against them last year. And I actually think this Lil Wayne helps them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're playing his music at practice this week.
They're having fun
with it.
Just say it.
I'm afraid the Eagles are going to lose this game.
Could I have a score if it's not in position?
What did you tell me the weather? I'm going to say dry weather, so I'm going to say 24-21.
You put a lot of thought into that, I could tell.
Well, the weather is like, I don't know.
I'm not going to take yours yet because it might be Eagles.
You don't know that.
I'm going to take a chance.
But I will tell you this.
I'm going to take a chance.
If Eli lights them up and that defense terrible, they better make a decision at defense.
All right, Rhea, Eagles-Giants tonight.
If you can't beat that mess of the team, what's the point?
Come on, Rhea.
Eagles 20, Giants 17.
All right. That was not a sterling endorsement.
No, I'm telling you, if you cannot beat this team, the season is just mayhem.
No, it is. This is it. People out there, what's your prediction on the game? Lee, I'm coming to you first because Lee is a weather buff.
Ah.
And Lee will help us to know what the weather is because that should affect your prediction.
Yes.
Do you guys think the Eagles could blow this game to the biggest mess? I don't remember the Giants. Well, I guess they were like this last year when they fired the coach in the middle of the season. The Giants are a disaster, and the Eagles are going there tonight. And I don't think they're going to beat them because the Eagles are disappointing me every minute of every day this season. What do you think? 888-729-9494, WIP Sports Time 650.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.